Amen. Welcome back to another podcast. Don't forget to like, share, support the podcast, all that good stuff. But let's begin. So today's podcast will be about why you can't depend on people, slash why you can't expect people to give the same energy you give and vice versa. So it's a lot of people out here that when they do something for you, they expect something in return. Like, it ain't even like it's something cordial. Like let's say you buy somebody some candy, and they expect you to buy them candy every single day. Or they expect you to buy candy every time they ask for something. They expect you to do this. They buy you some food by like, bro. Like, it's cool when something is 50-50. Like, if you doing it, if you do something for somebody, you should be doing it out of the kindness of your heart. Not because you want something in return, or just because, you know, you looking down the future, you want something. No, you should do something out of people out of the kindness of your heart. That's what's wrong with a lot of people. They think just because they do something for somebody, they expect them to do something back for them. Like, no, if you doing something for that type of reasons, that's just having bad karma. That's you just being a bad person. Beyond, you might as well should just say no and not do it, because that's just not how the world should work. And then you got some people where y'all do stuff for each other, cool, but you can tell that person ain't really give you the same energy in return. Like they on some real hypocritical stuff. Like, you'll do something for them, but if it comes down to you, you'll see they don't give you that same energy. And they literally ask you, like, or they do the same thing that you don't like, and they do the same. You do something that they don't like to them, and you say, okay, cool, my bad, I apologize. But they turn around and do the same shit to you that they don't like multiple times over again. Like, that's some real hypocritical shit. Or they'll ask you something and you'll answer it, but then you ask them the same thing and they won't even respond, or they'll blow it off like it ain't important. Like, but you just ask me the same exact question, or you just ask me do the same exact thing, but now it's not important, or now it don't matter. Like, that's some real hypocritical ass shit. So you gotta watch out for people like that when they ask you for something, or when you do something for them and they act like it's a big deal, but when in return, when you want the same energy and love in return and back, they don't give it to you. So it's just like, bro, you really can only depend on yourself in this world, to be honest. Like, if you find somebody you can depend on that's not like your parents or your mother, or like somebody that's like immediate family, like, shit, even then, it's damn near impossible to depend on immediate family anyway. You probably find one or two family members that you can depend on that's always gonna have your back. The rest of them, they gonna just always have something say to behind your back, have some slick or whatever. But that's just life, I guess. You just gotta roll with the punches. But a lot of people think that you can just get over on people. Everybody trying to get over on somebody. Everybody trying to be number one person. Everybody only look out for themselves. But I ain't gonna say most people in this world look out for themselves. And of course, sometimes you have to look out for yourself, because you're the only person that you got at the end of the day. Ain't nobody else. Which if you ever find somebody that got you more than you got you, that means that's you done struggle. That means friend, family member, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband. If you find somebody that got you more than you got yourself and that loves you more than you love yourself, that's the best person you can find in your life. Don't ever leave that person. Like, don't ever do wrong by that person. But you got some people who will take advantage of that. If some people will take advantage of that love that you show them and that you give them, and that respect that you show them. Like some people, you respect them. You do everything. You do what they want. You abide by their laws, their wishes, and you just try to respect everything that you can in your power, and that still respect your boundaries, your base. But at the same time, you got the people that you'll do all that for, but then they won't even give you 50, 75% of the effort in return. And it's just crazy to me how it's fucked up how you people are like that. Like, and then they get mad when you start acting different, when you start trying to be like, damn, just how you doing me? So why should I continue giving all my all to you and being honest and showing you who I really am? Why should I even do that? I should get the same energy. But then when you get the same energy, they acting like you a fucked up person. They're like, you ain't this, you ain't that, you can't do this for them. They don't feel like this, they don't feel like that. So just like, damn. But where was my shit at? Like, damn. Like, well, how much you spend me giving 100,000% and you giving 50? Like, fuck no. So it's just crazy. Then you got some people in this world that talk about you and that say that want to talk shit about you, but you can't depend on them for nothing. They all saying, yeah, you can depend on me, yeah, this and that, but you can't depend on nobody in this world. Like, no matter what, you can't depend on nobody but yourself. Cause nobody in this world gonna take shit as important as you that comes to shit for you. No one is. And that's just how the life works. Like, if you can find somebody, like I say, if you can find somebody that do take shit as important as you, or take the things that you care about is important to them, that person is somebody you should cherish and love forever and never let go, because people like that are damn near impossible to come by. And people, it's very, 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 very rare to come people like that. Like, a lot of people, you're not important to them. Like, you're just there for the moment. That's it. Just there for the moment. Like, people only want people that's, a lot of people are just meant for moments for people. Like, it's not meant for you to be there forever. Like, you might think of them in a certain way, but they might not. But then you feel like, well, I'm not finna stupid say level, because shit, that's how I feel. Like, you all want to be yourself, but nobody want to be hurt, because that being hurt is a horrible feeling. And when somebody hurt you, you be like, damn, that's fucked up. So, like, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. Like, it's easy to say, oh, you can't love people like that, you can't trust people like that. But sometimes you want to. Like, sometimes you hate being this hard body, cold shell person. Like, you want to love, you want to trust somebody, you want to give your heart to somebody, you want to give your all to somebody. Like, but a lot of people, they just don't, most people don't deserve that shit, because they don't give you the same in return. People gonna find who they want important. People gonna find who they love. People gonna put other priorities in front of other people just because of, that's just how people is. So no matter what you do, no matter what you give, if you not that priority somebody, if you not that important to somebody, or they don't want you to be that important somebody in their life, that's just how the ball gonna roll. Like, you just can't do nothing about it. That's just how it go. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how much energy you put in, how much effort you chase, nothing. If that person don't want it, it don't matter what you do. Like, you can have all the effort in the world, but that person got somebody else or something else stuck in their mindset, that shit not gonna work. It's just not. All this shit, I can speak from personal experience, like from me doing it and doing it, and people doing it to me. Like, it's karma too, but that's why now, like, I just be honest with everybody. Like, you gotta tell people your intentions. Like, if you see somebody, like, giving out more energy than you, that you want, or that you feel like you're not really into them, or you're not fucking with them for real, can't even do nobody bad like that. Because all that gonna happen is they gonna give you this, you gonna get bad energy in return. And when you find somebody that you wanna fuck with for real, that shit gonna fuck you over on God. And that's just how life work. Like, so you can't play with people like that. You can't play with people emotionally. You feel like you ain't gonna be honest and genuine to that person, don't even do that motherfucker like that, because that shit gonna come back and turn back on your ass on God. You just gotta goddamn let that shit go. But hey, man, say man. Hey, man, say man. That's the end of the podcast. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram. If you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays, don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.